Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fire on the Horizon by John Conrad examines the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe through the lens of people, operations, and decisions that shaped the worst offshore oil disaster in U.S. history. Drawing on publicly reported investigations, industry context, and the author's maritime background, the book reconstructs how a high-risk drilling project in the Gulf of Mexico moved from routine work to cascading failure. Rather than treating the event as a single explosion, it frames the tragedy as the outcome of organizational pressure, technical complexity, and the unforgiving realities of deepwater operations. Readers are introduced to the rig environment, the roles of crews and contractors, and the chain of planning and testing choices that preceded the blowout. The narrative balances human stakes with accessible explanations of offshore systems, making the disaster understandable without requiring an engineering degree. It also positions the incident as a warning about safety culture, accountability, and the gap between written procedures and real-world execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a chain of small decisions, not one sudden mistake. A central idea associated with the Deepwater Horizon story is that catastrophic events usually emerge from many incremental choices that appear acceptable in isolation. The book's approach highlights how schedules, budgets, and competing priorities can slowly narrow the margin of safety. In complex offshore projects, teams rely on plans, checklists, and assumptions that often originate far from the rig itself. When conditions change, those assumptions may no longer fit, yet the workflow still pushes forward. This topic explores how risk accumulates when organizations normalize deviations, accept ambiguous test results, or treat warning signs as manageable rather than urgent. It also underscores how communication failures between contractors and operators can turn uncertainty into false confidence. The gulf between what is theoretically safe and what is practically done on a busy rig becomes a key driver of danger. By showing how multiple parties contribute to the overall system, the disaster is framed less as a simple narrative of blame and more as an illustration of how complex projects fail. The takeaway is practical. Improving outcomes depends on strengthening decision gates, empowering stop work authority, and creating environments where bad news travels fast and is acted upon. Secondly, understanding deepwater drilling and why it is inherently unforgiving. Deepwater drilling combines extreme pressures, narrow tolerances, and complicated equipment distributed across miles of water and wellbore. The book helps readers grasp why controlling a well is not like controlling a machine on land. Barriers such as drilling mud, cement, casing, and well control hardware must work together as layers of protection. If those layers are weakened or misinterpreted, the system can rapidly move from stable to dangerous. This topic focuses on the operational realities that make deepwater incidents hard to prevent and even harder to respond to once they begin. It clarifies how tests are meant to confirm well integrity and why ambiguous results demand caution. It also explains, at a conceptual level, why blowout preventers are not magic devices but complex systems that require correct configuration, maintenance, and the right conditions to function. When the pace of work is high and the environment is noisy with competing objectives, technical details can be overlooked or simplified. Readers come away with a clearer mental model of why deepwater work demands relentless attention to barrier management, verification, and conservative decision-making. Thirdly, safety culture, authority, and the human factors on a working rig. Beyond engineering, major industrial accidents are shaped by human factors, leadership tone, crew dynamics, fatigue, and the willingness to challenge decisions. This topic centers on the social system aboard a rig and across corporate teams. In high-hazard environments, safety depends on people feeling permitted and obligated to raise concerns, even when doing so delays operations. The Deepwater Horizon disaster has often been discussed as a case where risk signals existed but did not translate into decisive action. The book's framing emphasizes how authority gradients and contractor relationships can discourage direct confrontation. It also draws attention to how people interpret procedures under pressure, sometimes adapting them to fit the moment. A strong safety culture is not merely compliance with rules, it is the continuous practice of questioning, verifying, and learning. This section explores what stop work authority should mean in practice, how briefings and handoffs can either surface or bury uncertainty, and why near misses must be treated as learning opportunities rather than inconveniences. The reader gains insight into how to build environments where operational excellence and personal accountability reinforce each other rather than compete. Fourthly, emergency response and crisis decision-making when minutes matter. Once a blowout and fire occur offshore, the situation becomes a rapidly evolving emergency where information is incomplete and choices carry life or death consequences. This topic addresses how crews react under extreme conditions, what evacuation and rescue entail, and why emergency systems must be reliable and rehearsed. The Deepwater Horizon event involved not only the initial explosion, but also the struggle to control the unfolding crisis, coordinate rescue, and assess escalating hazards. The book's narrative emphasis on the human experience makes clear how disorienting emergencies are in real time, even for trained professionals. Crisis management also extends beyond the rig to shore-based teams, regulators, and contractors coordinating technical response and public communication. This section highlights the importance of redundancy, clear command structure, and realistic drills that account for chaos rather than ideal behavior. It also illustrates how failures in earlier planning amplify consequences during response, turning what might have been containable into a national disaster. Readers can connect these lessons to any high-risk field. Preparation, clarity of roles, and decisive action under uncertainty are crucial when systems fail. Lastly, accountability, regulation, and what changes after a disaster. Large industrial disasters trigger investigations, litigation, and political pressure, but lasting improvement depends on whether lessons translate into durable changes. This topic explores how accountability is assigned across companies, contractors, and oversight bodies, and why complex supply chains make responsibility hard to map. It also considers how regulation and industry standards evolve after tragedy, sometimes improving safety while also generating new forms of paperwork that may or may not reflect operational reality. The Deepwater Horizon disaster raised questions about inspection regimes, risk assessment practices, and how incentives influence behavior. The book's broader message encourages readers to look beyond headline blame and examine systemic drivers such as cost pressure, fragmented decision authority, and gaps between policy and practice. Meaningful reform requires transparent reporting, independent verification of critical systems, and leadership commitment that persists after public attention fades. This topic also speaks to the moral dimension. Workers and communities bear consequences when organizations treat risk as an acceptable trade. By emphasizing learning and structural improvement, the narrative points toward a future where offshore energy work can be safer, more accountable, and more honest about the true costs of pushing technical boundaries. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a clear, human-centered understanding of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, including professionals in maritime, energy, engineering, safety management, and emergency response, as well as general readers drawn to true events with real operational detail. It benefits the reader by turning a widely reported tragedy into a set of practical lessons about how complex systems fail, how risk compounds through ordinary choices, and how culture and communication can either prevent or accelerate catastrophe. Even for readers far from offshore work, the themes apply to any high-stakes setting. Verify critical assumptions, respect weak signals, and build structures where people can pause the work without fear. Compared with many books that focus mainly on politics, courtroom outcomes, or environmental aftermath, Fire on the Horizon is often noted for its operational and maritime perspective and for emphasizing the lived reality of the people on and around the rig. That angle can make the story more concrete and instructive rather than purely retrospective. It is worth buying if you want a narrative that connects technical context with human decisions, and that leaves you with a sharper understanding of what safety truly requires when the margin for error is thin. If you would like to support John Conrad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.